If you think that Christmas Story begins with, "'Twas the night before Christmas," you need to take the Probe Christmas Quiz with Sue Bolin, now on Probe.
We have a number of quizzes on our website at probe.org, including Thanksgiving and Easter quizzes, an angel quiz, and a Bible literacy quiz. This week, we're going through the questions and answers from the Christmas quiz by Dr. Dale Taliaferro, who used to be on staff with us. Here's question number one. Can you name the parents of Jesus? Here's a hint. There are three answers. Well, of course, there's his mother Mary, according to Matthew 1:16. God the Father, according to Luke 1:32 and 35. And then Jesus' earthly father Joseph adopted and raised him, also according to Matthew 1:16. Question two. Where did Joseph and Mary live before they were married? According to Luke 1:26 and 27, Mary lived in Nazareth. According to Luke 2:4, Joseph presumably also lived in Nazareth. Question three. Where did Joseph and Mary live after they got married? They lived in Nazareth, according to Luke 2:4 and 5. Question four. What was the name of the angel who appeared to Mary? That was Gabriel, Luke 1:26. Question five. Where was Mary when the angel appeared to her? According to Luke 1:26 and 28, she was inside some structure or building in Nazareth. Question six. Whom did Mary visit immediately after Gabriel appeared to her? Elizabeth, her relative, Luke 1:36. How far along in her pregnancy was Elizabeth when Gabriel appeared to Mary? 6 months, according to Luke 1:26 and 36. Come back tomorrow for day two of the Christmas quiz.
So how'd you do? You've been listening to Probe with your host, Sue Bolin. If you need to brush up on your biblical version of Christmas, go online at probe.org to get your free copy of the Christmas quiz transcript. Again, that's probe.org. Then join us next time as we shine God's light into our dark culture here on Probe.
Welcome back to day two of the Christmas quiz. Question eight of the Christmas quiz. How long did Mary stay with Elizabeth? About 3 months, according to Luke 1:56. Question nine. Why didn't Mary stay to celebrate the birth of John? Well, probably fear of stoning, since she was pregnant and beginning to show. Question 10. How far along in her pregnancy was Mary when she broke the news to Joseph? At least 3 months, according to Luke 1:38 and 39 and verse 56. Question 11. Why were Joseph and Mary going to Bethlehem? According to Luke 2:1 through 3, it was to be enrolled for the taxes. Question 12. Why did Mary accompany Joseph? Well, first, a practical reason. She was well along in her pregnancy. But secondly, there was a biblical prophetical reason. According to Micah 5:2, Bethlehem had been prophesied as the place for the birthplace of the Messiah. But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Question 13. What determined the city to which each Jew had to travel in order to be taxed? Lineage. Joseph had to go to the city of David since he was of the house and family of David. Luke 2, 3 and 4. Question 14. Who then would be in Bethlehem? Well, Joseph's relatives, descendants of David, and possibly Mary's relatives also, both from Luke 2 and Luke 3. We'll fire up more questions tomorrow on day 3 of the Christmas quiz. Welcome back to day 3 of the Christmas quiz. We're starting with question 15. How did Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem? Probably in a caravan. The scripture doesn't say anything about their journey to Bethlehem. But if you look at Luke 10 with Jesus' story about the Good Samaritan, take a look at what happened to a man that traveled without a caravan. Question 16. Why couldn't Joseph and Mary find space in the inn? Probably because Joseph's relatives rejected them and wouldn't give up their space. Or it might have been because Bethlehem was a very small town and there was just too many people and not enough space. Question 17. Who were the first people to come to see Jesus according to Scripture? According to Luke 2:8, shepherds. Question 18. What chorus did the angels sing to the shepherds? Ha! That's a trick question. They didn't sing anything. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men of goodwill," according to Luke 2:14. Question 19. What sign did the angels tell the shepherds to look for? According to Luke 2:12 and 16 and 17, they were to look for a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Question 20. What was the manger? That's a feeding trough made of stone. Question 21. In what way do the meaning of the Hebrew term for Bethlehem and the sign given by the angels prepare us for Jesus' later ministry? Well, first, Bethlehem means house of bread, which correlates with Jesus' bread of life discourse in John 6. And secondly, Jesus was wrapped in swaddling clothes, the same kind of clothes that he would be buried in John 19. Question 22. What happened 8 days after Jesus' birth? The circumcision. Question 23. What happened 32 days after Jesus' circumcision, which is 40 days after Jesus' birth? That's Mary's ceremonial purification and to present Jesus to the Lord in Luke 2:22-24. Come back tomorrow for day 4 of the Christmas quiz. Here we go with day 4 of the Christmas quiz. Question 24. What are two reasons that Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem? First, to fulfill the law, Mary's purification, according to Luke 2:22, and Jesus' redemption, Exodus 13:2-15. And secondly, to fulfill prophecy, the personal prophetic revelation that was given to Simeon. God had promised Simeon that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. That's in Luke 2:25-32. Question 25. Where did Joseph and Mary go after the purification ceremony? Nazareth, Luke 2:39. Question 26. What are magi or wise men? They're politically powerful scholars and astronomers. You could think of them as kingmakers. Question 27. How many wise men came to see Jesus? Scripture doesn't tell us, but Augustine and Chrysostom say 12. Another tradition names 3. Melchior, who is a descendant of Shem, Caspar, a descendant of Ham, and Balthasar, a descendant of Japheth, which would be all 3 of Noah's sons. But again, the Bible doesn't tell us. Question 28. How many gifts did the wise men bring, and to whom did they present their gifts? Well, at least one gift from each wise man. Scripture tells us that they presented the gifts, plural, to Jesus. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh tell us the kinds of gifts, but not the number of them, according to Matthew 2:1-2 and verse 11. Question 29. What was curious about the Star of Bethlehem? According to Matthew 2, it was not constant. It moved in the sky, and it stopped over the place where Jesus was. Question 30. How did Herod use the star? He calculated the age of the child by the length of time it had been appearing and reappearing, according to Matthew 2, 7 and 16. The wise men did not discourage this thinking. Tomorrow's the final day of the Christmas quiz. Join us. Here we are on the last day of the Christmas quiz with question 31. Where were Jesus, Mary, and Joseph when the wise men reached them? First of all, according to Matthew 2:11, they were not in the stable, they were in a house. And secondly, they must have been in Nazareth. The impression given in Matthew 2 is that after the Magi left, Joseph took his family to Egypt in a hurried, immediate escape. So they would have already been to Jerusalem to fulfill the law and the prophecy to Simeon, which we talked about yesterday. Question 32. How old was Jesus when the Magi found him? Somewhere between 2 months to 2 years. Question 33. In what year was Jesus born? Well, we know that Herod died in March or April of 4 BC. So that means that Jesus had to have been born in 5 or 4 BC. Question 34. How long was Jesus in Egypt with his parents? From 1 month to over 1 year. Question 25. How did Joseph and Mary finance the trip to Egypt? Probably with the gifts of the Magi, which, remember, were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Question 36. Where was Jesus raised upon his return to Israel? Nazareth, Matthew 2:23. And now we've got two final questions about the whole point of Christmas, the Lord Jesus' ministry. Question 37. How old was Jesus when he began his ministry? Well, if he was born in 5 to 4 BC and he began his ministry in AD 29, he was 33 to 34 years old. Luke 3:23 tells us that he was about 30. The Greek indicates a rough rather than a close estimate. And final question, 38. How old was Jesus when he died? 37 to 38 years old, depending on whether his ministry was 3 or 4 years in length. Hope you enjoyed the Christmas quiz. Come to probe.org for your own copy of all the questions and answers.